We're back with Anna and Mark Christian chatting cycling after Anna won the Ladies National Road Race Championships. And obviously there's a high cost involved, I suppose, not only for travel, but for training and equipment as well. So how much sort of backing have you had for that?
Yeah, it's massive background, especially from like my mum and dad and everyone, because they've kind of paid for all expenses like so far and everything. And dad's like, as well as me, kind of dedicating myself to it. So kind of my daddy's took me away every weekend, like throughout the season, up and down England, even over to Europe for a few races. So he's always took the time and money. But as well as mum and dad having the support, get a lot of support from sports aid financially. But it's also helpful to have with things like massages and nutrition and everything else that goes towards it. But they've always been good with money. And Manx Viking Wheelers, the club I'm part of as well, have always been a great support as well. So
yeah, you can follow them on Twitter via our page. It's at Energy FM Sport. Of course, we update it for you 24/7 with all your local and international sports. Now, earlier on in the show, we were talking about sort of inspirations and going to the top. I mean, to get into professional cycling, it is difficult. We sort of talked about that slightly earlier on in the show. But I mean, sort of role model-wise, you must be following some really well-known cyclists as your role models to get into where you are.
Yeah, especially on the British scene. The women at the minute are, like, say last year at the Olympics, they dominated the track and the road race, like Lizzie Armistead. But they're great to have look up to and see what they're doing, especially like Lucy Garner, who she was only a junior last year and she won the Nationals, then she went on to win the Worlds. And so they're always great to have inspiration-wise to look up to.
You were talking about juniors there. I mean, what age do juniors go up to before
Under 19.
It's under 19. Yeah. So you'll be moving up soon then, I presume, if you'll stay with cycling.
When it goes January, I'll be a under 23 woman. But on the women's scene, you know, the races are with juniors, under 23 and senior women all race together. But for women's not really a separate under 23 category all together.
Yeah, well, Mark, you must have some sort of idols that you follow as well in cycling world. What about you?
Yeah, well, more so going back to when I was a lot younger and first getting back into the sport and watching, like, watching the tour and, you know, the top of the sport. And then as I sort of, you know, got older, it was a little bit closer to home, the sort of inspirations, you know, like with Cavendish bursting onto the scene, how he did, and, you know, everyone knows what he's achieved now.
Yeah, he's done really well, hasn't he?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. Like, just on the Isle of Man and the whole, we've always had guys to sort of, like, there's always sort of been older guys to sort of look up to and, like, you know, even on a local level and stuff.
Even women-wise, had like Marie Noon at the time. She rode the Olympics and the World Champs for the British. And she dominated the British scene when she was riding. So she's good to look up to as well. She's a Manx woman.
Yeah, and there's guys who, like, you know, even like Mike Doyle, Rob Holden, Steve Jochen, guys like that who were former professional bike riders themselves. And, you know, it's great to sort of have their advice, like, on your doorstep, basically, isn't it? And, like, you know, you see a lot of
them. Ride
them
in the mornings and everything. So.
Yeah, so, they were sort of pointing you in the right direction from a young age, and, you know, great to always sort of go back to that as well, isn't it?
They take their experience and help other people, don't they? So.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio this evening, and I wish you all the best for the future and for Results Day as well. Have a great time away in London for the London Classics and the ladies' race in London tomorrow. Hope that goes all right for you. And we'd love to have you back on the show at the end of the season.